Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your friendly Pinhead 198 back with another regular episode. We're going to talk about some things and review some things, and we're going to go over the Game Awards. It's been a long time since I did a traditional episode of this podcast. I've been doing commentaries lately because I've been working hard, hardly working. But it's time to get back to the traditional way of things. On this episode, we're going to talk about the Game Awards, as I just mentioned. We also are going to we're going to look at the trailer for the new Transformers films for the first time. I have not seen Rise of the Beasts. I know that it's not going to be what I want out of it. Probably won't be what most of us want out of it. I'm a huge Beast Wars fan. It's one of my all-time favorites. I think it's almost. I think I like it a little bit more than the G1 series. Not by much. It's just what I grew up with. The G1 series came and gone. By the time I was born in 85, the G1 series was already run its course. But Beast Wars I grew up with as the 90s kid when it came out in 96. For all its flaws, and it's very dated, and, you know, I have Beast Wars, but you can also watch it if you want to revisit the series in its entirety on Tubi free. It is very dated, but there's just so much. There's a lot of heart with the show, and I love it, and I still love it. I revisited some of the old episodes in preparation of this. We'll see if any of our favorite characters are in there. If not, you know, we have been told by the director and the producers that this will be, and this is why I know this movie will be another Transformers mess. Michael Bay is not directing it, but we were confirmed that this will be a prequel, a sequel, and a reboot all in the same film. Ron Perlman will be Optimus Prime, but we'll also get, Optimus Primal. Two Optimus Primes, they're not in the same universe, and not for nothing in Beast Wars, there never was human beings. But we have to have the human beings, you know, to relate with the people that go to see it, so that'll be one thing we do, and we'll also look over the nominations of the Game Awards, Jeff Keighley's Baby Darling. We'll see if we agree with some of them. We'll see if some should have been put in there. And you can, you know, send out to me what you think your pick should have been if they weren't on there. But we'll get into it. Also, we're going to review the new Alter Bridge album, Pawns and Sacrifices, if I'm not mistaken. I've only heard it twice. I just realized it was a thing. I completely missed it. There's that Christmas ad. But first of all, we're going to get into the Beast Wars Transformers Rise of the Beast. This is a new movie coming out in June, if I'm not mistaken. But let's get into it. Let's pull this up. Sorry, folks. There's the ding, and let's go. Watch it. See if this is any good. I've only heard about it, so let's go. For millions of years, there's that New York skyscraper. Our world has transformed, but something else has awakened. There's Optimus Primal, if I'm not mistaken, beating his chest like King Kong.
Stand down. I'm not the one to fear, Prime. There is a darkness coming.
Skydance celebrating 10 years. Nice. They've been a good company. Hit and miss, but they've been a good company. There's Bumblebee. Of course, we got to put Biggie in there because, you know, can't sell our movie any other way. Our boy from Hamilton and In the Heights. Screaming like a bitch this summer. There's Cheetor. I gotta pause that for a second. If I'm not mistaken, that was, can't remember the, because it's the Maximals and the Predacons, so that's what we'll get. I wonder if we'll get a, please tell me that, one of my favorites. How am I blanking? Dinobot. Can Dinobot please be in here? Is Prime.
From both your past.
Rhinosaur, okay.
You've never faced anything like this. Let them come.
That's a nice battle scene. I like that. Didn't see a T-Rex, so I don't know if Megatron will be in this one. Didn't see Dinobot. June 2023. Well, you know, that's a nice way to go. Didn't see Dinobot, not the Dinobots. Dinobot was pretty much the Starscream of Beast Wars. You know, he's always usurping and undermining Megatron. He is literally the Starscream of Beast Wars. Great, great. I love him. He's always causing shit. Didn't see Rat Trap. I would have liked to see Rat Trap. Rat Trap's the smart ass, but we saw Cheetor. You know, that little motherfucker's always getting into shit. Always causing trouble for the Maximals. But we'll see. Like I said, it's been confirmed. It's a prequel, a sequel, and a reboot all in the same thing. So we can almost guarantee this will be an absolute fucking mess. But we'll see. I'm still going to go see it against my better judgment, even though the last two films were absolute fucking trash. You can say what you want about the first three films, but Extinction and The Last Knight were just horrid films. Like, they were next level terrible. And yes, even Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch could not save it. He's a scientist, you know? Yeah! And those good vibrations, but it's what it is. I'll still go see it just to see how much they fuck up my Beast Wars. I love that show. The follow-up Beast Machines wasn't too terrible either, but it's not as good. Beast Wars was my jam. But we'll see. We will see. And that's that. Maybe, why not? Let's look at the new Indiana Jones trailer. Because I heard that came out and I, let's see. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Let's look at this one. Ooh, right to it, too. No commercial.
I miss the desert.
Is that our boy Gimli? Forgot what his name is in a,
I miss the sea.
The Indiana Jones, but it's the actor that played Gimli in Lord of the Rings. I think it is.
And I miss waking up every morning, wondering what wonderful adventure the new day will bring to us.
Pretty sure it is. There's Old Man Jones.
Those days of,
it is Gimli. Woo.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
He still looks good for an old man. Look better than Harrison.
I don't believe in magic. But a few times in my life.
And of course,
de-aging's
not bad. It could be better, but it could be much worse.
I've come to believe it's not so much.
It could be Michael Douglas worse than Ant-Man. Once again, the Nazis, because, you know.
So hard to believe it.
Now there's that ball and that music. Got a nice budget. Crazy bastard. I'm just hoping this isn't Indiana.
I'm her godfather.
Related.
Get back.
I Indy always getting himself into shit. June 30th. It's going to be a stacked June, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I'm hoping this isn't Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls 2.0, but we'll see. I doubt I'll see it, but I'll wait for it to come on Disney Plus when it's free, not the $30, $40 tier. I'll wait. Or maybe we'll sail the seven seas like Captain Jack Sparrow. Yo-ho-ho, who knows? It looks promising. It doesn't look great. It looks kind of, you know, it almost looks mid. We'll see. But, hey, who knows? It's good. You know, he doesn't do big budget films anymore, except when you drop the bag. So, go on, Harrison. Make that cheddar that you don't need. It's good to see Gimli, though, again. Our boy. I can't remember his name. That's been so long since I've seen an Indiana Jones film. I'm not a over. My favorite is one that most people hate. I would have liked to see Short Round. My favorite is Temple of Doom. I think that Last Crusade was shit. And Crystal Skulls was even a bigger pile of shit. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe they can come back to Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of feels with this one. Who knows? We'll see June 30th. But that's that. Let's get into some of these Game Award nominations. And as it stands, December 8th will be the Game Awards 2022. December. Almost said 2020. But here are the nominations. This is what we have. Best esports event, best esports coach, best esports team. These are a lot of fillers that most of us, especially that we just regulars that play video games, we know. This is for the MLG hopefuls. Best esports athlete, best esports game, most anticipated game. That one I'm looking forward to. I'm sure Resident Evil 4 Remake will be in there as much. Best adaptation, best debut indie. Content Creator of the Year. We're going to skip some of these because some of these I can give fuck all. And so most of the people that actually have a like mind like me that listen to this podcast, the three of you that do, we don't give a fuck. Best Sports Racing, Best Sim Strategy, Best Family, Best Fighting, Best Role Playing, Best Action Adventure, Best Action Game, Best VR, AR, Innovation and Accessibility, Best Community Support, Best Mobile Game, God. Best Indie, Best Ongoing, okay, now we're just, and then the heavy hitters, Games for Impact, Best Performance, Best Audio Design, Best Score and Music, Best Art Direction, Best Narrative, Best Game Direction, and of course, Game of the Year. Okay, we're going to skip the esports shit, so let's start with Most Anticipated. The nominees for Most Anticipated: Final Fantasy 17? 16? I don't know. Hogwarts Legacy, Resident Evil 4, Starfield, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. I think they got it pretty much covered. I don't care about Final Fantasy anymore. I haven't cared since 10. Hogwarts Legacy, okay, whatever. But these are the ones that stick out to me. Resident Evil 4, Starfield, and especially The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. After the last Zelda game, boy, Breath of the Wild, we gotta get another banger of a Zelda game. So, I'll give them that. I would have put Street Fighter VI on there, especially for people of the fighting genre, like, and we'll go into the best fighting. I would have put Street Fighter VI in there because that is a huge thing. I doubt Mortal Kombat 12 is getting announced. It won't be announced here because Ed Boon said nothing will be announced. I was hoping for an Injustice 3 announcement, but, you know, You could have given the fighting game people, like, what we know is confirmed. Street Fighter VI should have been in there for sure. Come on. Kind of dropping the ball there, but. Anywho, this is Jeff Keighley's award, so let's skip to Best Fighting. Best Fighting Game. And the nominees are DNF Duel, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R, The King of Fighters, Multiverses, and Sifu. That's a little bit of a misstep. Sifu is not a fighting game. It's a fighting action platformer. So now we're playing fast and loose with the rules. If I had to choose, it would be between Multiverses, because at first I was kicking and screaming with this game, but it's for a free-to-play game. Multiverses is fantastic, especially if you're grinding. And the King of Fighters, for all its flaws, they have improved quite a bit on what it was. It's between the new King of Fighters and Multiverses. Sifu is not a traditional fighting game. You're just putting that in there because you don't want it to win Game of the Year. And let's skip. Let's see if it was nominated for Game of the Year. I think it was. No, it wasn't. So because you didn't, and we'll get to it, we'll go back. But because you didn't nominate Sifu for Game of the Year, which is a fucking travesty, and that kind of pisses me off, you put it in the Best Fighting category. And I'm sure you put it in Best Indie. We'll look at the Best Indie next, because we're not going to read all these. There are too many. This is a three-hour event, I'm sure. Yeah, for Best Indie, so because it wasn't nominated for a Game of the Year, you're putting Best Indie, which it should be, but fighting, it's not a fighting game. So for Best Indie Game, Cult of the Lamb, which I've been hearing great things about, even though it's sacrilege, Neon White, Sifu, Stray, and Tunic. For me, it's between Stray and Sifu. Stray, I thought it was going to be an absolute dog shit game. Thought it was just going to be a stupid game about a cat, but Stray has a lot of fucking heart. And I put as much time into Stray as I have Sifu, and I have Sifu. I didn't have Stray. I played it on a Game Pass. I enjoyed the hell out of Stray. That little cat has some fucking heart, and I liked it. So it's a toss-up for me. Either one of those wins, I'll be happy with. I might lean toward more Sifu just because I put way more time into Sifu. But Stray, I wouldn't hate if it won for Best Indie, especially for an indie game. It's just, God, they did a great job. Let's go to Best Action Game. The nominees are Bayonetta 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Neon White, Sifu, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. Once again, for me, for the games that I really put time into, this is another hard one because I put a shit ton of time into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, and so did I put in with Sifu. I gotta go with my boys just from nostalgia and being a 90s kid, late 80s, mostly growing up in the 90s. I gotta go with hoping that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge wins, but once again, I wouldn't hate on Sifu if Sifu won. Just an overall great, two great games. Best action adventure game. Let's look at it. A Plague Tale: Requiem, God of War: Ragnarok, that overrated shit, Horizon, Forbidden West, Stray, and Tunic. I gotta go with Stray. I know it's not gonna win, but Stray, I had the best time with. I had an amazing time. Sorry if you hear the dog barking in the background. He's an idiot. He won't shut up. But, you know, he's always got to bark. He's barking for Stray, you know. He's a huge Stray fan. Let's go for Best Game Direction. Best Game Direction nominees are Elden Ring. Haven't played it, but I heard it was great. God of War Ragnarok, of course. Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, and Stray. Out of these two, I know that Elden Ring should win. I know God of War will probably take it, but Elden Ring should win, even if I haven't seen it. God of War or Elden Ring should win. But I'm pulling for the underdog Stray, because the direction, once again, to get someone like me who does not like cats traditionally, to make me actually feel about a cat as your main protagonist, I'm pulling for that, but it'll probably be God of War. If not, I would give it to Elden Ring. Best narrative. Once again, we got the usual suspects. A Plague Tale, Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon, Forbidden West, and Immortality. I'm going with Elden Ring. I'm going with Elden Ring. Once again, I have played somewhat of God of War, Ragnarok. I'd much rather see Elden Ring, a game I have not played. And let's go for the gusto, the game of the year. As it stands, these are the game of the year picks. A Plague Tale, Requiem. God, you're hitting it out. Elden Ring, we knew. God of War, Ragnarok, we knew. Horizon, Forbidden West. Stray, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Elden Ring or Stray? I'm going for Stray as game of the year. Because I've just, even though I haven't played Elden Ring, I've heard so much about how great Elden Ring is. I can't wait to play it. And I know about Stray. Stray is fantastic. And God of War is overrated. It's not terrible, but it is extremely overrated. But it will probably win. I won't be surprised if Elden Ring wins. I hope it do to piss them off. But we know how much of a fucking fanboy Jeff Keighley is of PlayStation. So it'll probably be God of War. Let's look at one more. Should have done that one last, but let's look at one more, and then we will call it on this, because, you know, what more can you? Innovation and accessibility. Let's see what they got for that. As Dusk Falls, God of War Ragnarok, Return to Monkey Island, The Last of Us Part 1, really, and The Quarry. I'm going with The Quarry. It's a horror game that, you know, it's what it is. And I'm always going to stand behind horror, so. Fuck it. Hopefully, Stray cleans up some awards. I want to see, like I said, some Sifu. This is why I hate this shit, because it should be toward the end of the year. Like, could you at least got it on New Year's Eve, where everybody's partying and all that? Like, Callisto Protocol couldn't be. I know the controversy of Callisto, but there's some games that have still not come out yet, you know? You could have put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga collection in there. I'm sure it would have fit somewhere. You put Sifu as a fighting game, a traditional fighting game, which is ludicrous. So why couldn't you put Cowabunga in there, you know? I'm sure there's a couple of games that you left out that could have been put in there that you just didn't. Callisto Protocol is not eligible because it came out the day, like a week before the Game Awards are coming out. This is what I'm saying. Like, you guys need to do more like the Oscars do. Let those movies come out that people have seen and then they can vote. But they can't vote for Callisto Protocol because it wouldn't make sense. It just came out. But that's what happens when you put your shit December 8th, the fucking second week, the first to second week of December. It's ludicrous. But hey, it's Jeff Keighley. It's his tree. He's sitting in it. So let him do what he do, huh? On that note, you know, you guys can tell me what did you think? What do you think? Was there anything left out? Should there be something that should have been in there? I don't know. I have no idea. And before we go into the new Alter Bridge review, let's check out one more. Trailer before we. Pawns and Kings. So that's the new album. Sorry, guys. I'm just queuing up what I think are the best tracks on Pawns and Kings. And then we will check out a new trailer for a movie that I'm actually anticipating quite a bit. Cocaine Bear. Let's look at this trailer, because I think I'm looking forward to this one. We'll see. Let's watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
What is that?
CGI's get a little wonky on that, but hey.
Beth, we should go.
Millions of dollars Universal, worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning.
I will say Elizabeth Banks is directing this, and she's kind of a shit director, so we'll see.
Forest is a dangerous place.
We'll see.
Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
Damn, Ray Liotta, you looking old, but it's good to see you nonetheless.
No, 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 don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on us.
The bear, it fucking did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
So this is based on loosely.
Hey. That's inappropriate.
What? On a true story, we're discussing it after this.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Huh? Hi, baby. Oh shit.
Carrie Russell, my girl, Felicity.
Like the thing that stays with a man forever.
Like seeing her always.
Apex predator. High on cocaine.
A lot of people gonna die in this one, like Sharknado.
Oh man, you fucked.
What the fuck is wrong with that bear?
Shoot it, man.
Bear speed up.
Don't ever come down.
Free base. Cocaine bear.
Nature.
And until you get your ass eaten, February 24th, get in line, and I'm going to. Can't wait to see. I actually can't wait. I love these sci-fi original picture movies that have a bigger budget. Yes, Universal's doing it, but it's got that same spirit of sci-fi original pictures, so I think I'm in for it. I'll check it out. We'll see. It's probably going to be really fucking stupid, but as I was saying, it's loosely based, and I looked it up. I wanted to know, like, how is this based? So this has been made into a horror thriller or a horror movie with a bear. This did actually happen. There was a plane that malfunctioned or whatever, and a bunch of kilos dropped out of the sky, and a bear got into it. Unfortunately, the bear died. It ingested the cocaine, and it was too much, obviously, and the bear was killed. This movie obviously will hint at that, but the bear has to go on a rampage and murder and massacre a bunch of people because you wouldn't have a movie otherwise, right? So there we go, we got Cocaine Bear. See how it is, we're supposed to be getting the next Meg movie, too. The Trench, which is in August, so it might be a packed year of just fuckery, even more so than this year. But with that, let's get into the Ultra Bitch, their new album, Pawns and Kings. I gotta tell you guys, this album was fantastic. I'm not going to go too much into it. I'll just say, if you haven't heard it, and especially if you are an Alter Bridge fan, check this out. I will go full in depth once I've listened to it more on the Filmmaker Mike and the podcast next episode, as we do on Sunday. But this album was just, it was amazing. I had a great time listening to it. Alter Bridge usually delivers. They're a great band. Mark Tremonti on guitar. God. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. I'm sorry, guys. Miles Kennedy. God. How am I so... Miles Kennedy is just a fantastic singer. And they do a little crossover where Miles Kennedy does some guitar work and some solos, and Tremonti does vocals. And vice versa. It's just, it's such a great album. It's not perfect, but it's solid. Starting off with This Is War is just a real banger. Dead Among the Living, one of my favorites on here, which I think is going to be an underrated, it's a little long, but it's an underrated banger on here, is Silver Tongue. Silver Tongue is a fucking fantastic song, especially when you listen to the lyrics and the quality of just the overall song. It is just, it's high quality every time, and this is continuing to prove why Alter Bridge is one of the most underrated hard rock slash metal bands. Sometimes, especially with this album, you put them in metal, but a hard rock band out to date. There's never an argument of great or terrible with Alter Bridge. They're very rarely spoken about, and that's a tragedy, especially with the last two songs on this album, which is the self-titled Pawns and Kings. It ends with Pawns and Kings, and then The Last Man Standing. It literally ends out with a fucking bang. Last Man Standing hits you in the chest, and then Pawns and Kings finishes it out by reaching into your chest and hitting your heart. Overall, I'll get into it more in depth on the Filmmaker Mike and the podcast, but Filmmaker Mike and the Boys podcast, but this was just a really, really, really solid album that I had a great time with. And I think if you're a truly true fan of hard rock and you really enjoy it, I say check it out. Do not miss it. It's even worth a purchase. I'll give it the Papa Pinhead seal of approval. Buy it. Stream it if the funds are limited. Please stream it. Pandora and Spotify, stream it. But if you can, and you really, especially if you're an Alter Bridge fan, buy this. Especially buy it on vinyl. Support these guys and let them keep going, because they are worth it. I give it a solid 9 out of 10. It's a 10-track album. It's a very good listen, very easy. Especially if you're working out, pumping that iron, running on the treadmill, you got something, check it out, stream it, pop it in. You're gonna love it, I promise you. If you don't, you can come at me and tell me it sucked, but I think that this album, Alter Bridge, Pawns and Kings, is some of their best work to date. Great album. And I very rarely dole out 9 out of 10s. I love the new Disturbed album, Divisive, and I gave Divisive an 8 out of 10. This is a 9 out of 10 album. They're hitting on all cylinders, and a couple of songs, you know, faltered, but for the most part, when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're hitting on all cylinders. And Miles Kennedy, that voice, God, that voice is something made from angels. Like, if there is beyond a shadow of a doubt a God, he is definitely an angel, because his voice is just, it gets you in the feeling. So, high recommendation. Check it out. Loved it. And that's about it for me. I know this is more of a shorter episode than I'm used to. Once I get more Once we get more information, there's not much in the horror community right now. I mean, we're still waiting for that Scream trailer, if it ever fucking comes. It's out in March, so we should be getting a trailer sometime in the year two. In the year 2000. Let me try that again. In the year 2000, as the old Conan skit would go. Hopefully we're getting it soon. But nothing of note has come out. Barbarian was fantastic. I'll say check that out if you have HBO Max. Smile is definitely, you know, it's something we've seen before, but highly check it out. That movie will make you uneasy and make you, if you're not a fan of horror, don't watch it. But if you are, definitely check it out. There's not much more I can say on this episode without rambling on, so I'll cut it there and say once we get some more information, we'll get some more wrestling news in on the next episode because we got to talk about the big MJF win. But I got to be more coherent and do more on that. But yeah, I just wanted to check in and we're going to do more, you know, more traditional based commentary on here. We'll definitely do commentary videos, but we're obviously going to do more stuff like this, reviewing and listening and watching trailers together. So I love you guys. Those of you that are still listening, I'm always gonna love and cherish you. Cherish the love. Cherish you, bitches. And I hope you. Okay, I'll stop singing. I love you guys. Those that are still listening, and keep your head up. Eat some good pussy. Suck some good dick. And peace. I'm out.